Oh, I thought it went pretty well. I think we came out here with the right mindset, had the intensity going and moved the ball against them. You know, you'll watch the film later and see what we need to work on, but we'll have another day to go up against them and then get ready for Saturday.
You look more relaxed today. Was it the speed of the game that brings that out in terms of the competition going against another junior? What was about today that looked like you were having more fun? Maybe it's just my observation.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, coming out here trying to get better every day. That's kind of been my mindset, and I was excited to come out here against a different defense and kind of see what I could do with the ones instead of going against our guys every day. So I was excited for the opportunity to go against those guys, and I think we did a good job.
Does this feel like a big week for you in terms of trying to win this job, having this opportunity?
I'm not adding any extra pressure to it. For me, it's just another week of getting better and focusing, you know, on yourself and making yourself a better player day in and day out and making those guys around you play better.
The blitz period for a guy like you, still young, learning, is a big period for you. How did that go for you today?
Well, it's pretty different going against, you know, a team like them for the first time this week and seeing some looks that you haven't seen from your guys, a little different looks. So, you know, like I said, it's something that you go through it and then you go after practice and watch, you know, the tape of it and you get a little bit better understanding and then you kind of can formulate a plan after that. But, you know, I thought we did an all right job today. Obviously, we're going to get better as the week progresses.
What did you see on that touchdown pass to Demaryius? And is it difficult to get used to a guy like Demaryius who, when he's covered, he's still open?
Yeah, I mean, Demaryius is a big body out there, so no matter what the coverage is, he always gives you a window to throw him the ball, an opportunity for him to catch. He's just one of those guys, you got to give him a chance and he'll make a play. But, you know, that's a route we've been working on all training camp, and it's worked against our guys. And, you know, we come out here and we stick to our stuff and it still works.
You said you didn't want to add any extra pressure to what you're feeling right now. How do you calm yourself on a day-to-day basis, understanding the opportunity that is there on Saturday?
Well, for me, I just stay in touch with my parents and my brother. My big brother's kind of a big role model to me. So whenever I need something, I talk to him about it and I keep them close. So, you know, whenever I go through something that seems bigger than what it is, I talk to them and they kind of bring me down a little bit and, you know, remind me of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
So you said no extra pressure, but does it feel like this is a make or break week? That this is a last chance to kind of for someone to separate themselves?
I don't know if it's, you know, last chance or make or break right now. I know the coaches, you know, are just expecting the quarterbacks to go out there and move the ball and score points. So, you know, that's really what I'm focused on. And that's what I've been focused on since, you know, I had the opportunity to play quarterback here, is just getting better and progressing and them seeing the progression in me.
What would it mean
for a few more guys
to be named the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos?
Obviously it would mean a lot, but, you know, I'm not thinking far ahead and thinking about what's going to happen if this happens and all this. You know, just like I've been saying, I've just been taking it one day at a time and getting better.
Looking over the course of the last few weeks, what do you think you're doing better in this offense now compared to just when camp started a few weeks ago?
Just my progressions and being comfortable in the offense, I think, is growing over time and day in and day out with these guys and knowing where they're going to be and know when to adjust plays and fix protections and, you know, having the ability to change the plays. I know that Coach McCoy is, you know, starting to have some trust in us and give us the ability to go up to the line of scrimmage and get us in the right look.
Last one, Nikki.
Vance has told us that when guys are in live reps are hitting, you can see if they might change just in terms of how they approach things. Do you feel like you change, and how do you approach it when it changes the live reps?
Well, in practice, I know they do a good job of keeping the guys off the quarterback, but I think whenever I get in the opportunity where I'm live, I can run around a little bit. I think it only helps me, you know, some plays where you're getting pushed up in the pocket and someone kind of breaks loose, they kind of blow the whistle dead and end the play, or sometimes they let you run. So I think that gives me the opportunity to, you know, see what would be a sack and see what wouldn't be a sack and see when I can hang in there and throw the ball.